Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electric, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, June 23rd. Tesla ranks among the 2020 American-Made Index, with three vehicles in the top 10. Cars.com has an annual American-Made Index, which they describe as an independent annual list that ranks the new vehicles that contribute the most to the U.S. On the top 10, the Model S ranks as number 3, the Model 3 ranks as number 4, and the Model X in number 9. That is currently three-quarters of Tesla's entire lineup, with the Model Y released only very recently. Elon Musk has sent a somewhat cryptic email to Tesla employees about going all out for the end of the quarter. He writes, quote, "For many reasons, a great deal of Tesla execution worldwide is packed into the final week of the quarter. It is very important that we go all out through the end of June 30th to ensure good outcome." Now, Tesla's second quarter ends in June 30th, and Tesla is attempting to salvage its quarter after being forced to shut down much of its operations over the pandemic. Musk ended the message by adding, quote, "Wouldn't bring this up if not very important." According to a new report from Wedbush, Tesla now has over 650,000 reservations for the Cybertruck electric pickup. CEO Elon Musk announced that Tesla received over 250,000 reservations within a week of unveiling back in November. Crowdsource estimates counted the total around 450 to 500,000, but now Wedbush Securities analyst Dave Ives is out with a new note to clients today, and he says that the firm puts the reservations at over 650,000. According to a previous tally, only 17% of reservation holders wanted the single-motor Cybertruck, the least expensive starting at just $40,000. Mercedes will use a full NVIDIA software and hardware system for their vehicles to power self-driving, with the first cars hitting the road in the year 2024. The system will be based on NVIDIA's Orin chip, which they claim outperforms Tesla's full self-driving computer by about 38%. NVIDIA's system will be available to all Mercedes next-gen vehicles, but it won't necessarily roll out to all vehicle lines at the same time. All cars will come with the hardware built in, regardless of whether or not they have ordered the options, and the company emphasized that the next-gen vehicles will be software-defined with continuous upgradability. You can let me know if this sounds familiar to you. Reservation holders for the upcoming Mustang Mach-E Electric are reporting that some Ford dealerships are marking up the electric SUV by as much as $15,000. The Mach-E starts at $43,895 before incentives, and the first edition has an MSRP of $59,900. But some reservation holders are reporting on forums that they are being quoted between $5,000 and $15,000 more by their local dealers. Electrek reached out to Ford about the issue, and the automaker said, quote, "Ford shares recommended pricing for all vehicles with dealers and customers. Ultimately, customers and dealers will agree to the final pricing." Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference keynote included some good electric vehicle news today when Apple announced that they would add EV charging routes to their next update to Apple Maps for iOS 14. This allows drivers to navigate to destinations and automatically be told where to charge and for how long, simplifying the process of taking a road trip with an electric car. Apple's update will bring the more streamlined Tesla-like experience to other car models. Apple is currently working with BMW and Ford to integrate EV routing into their maps for electric car models, and they also plan to add compatibility with many more manufacturers as time goes on. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, workers are finishing up the first 2 out of 5 solar sites for the Florida Municipal Solar Project, which consists of 16 electric utilities working to create one of the largest municipal-backed solar projects in the U.S. The Harmony Solar Energy Center in St. Cloud and the Taylor's Creek Solar Energy Center in Orange County are nearly complete, with enough energy to power around 30,000 homes. Hawaii had the largest electricity cost in the U.S. at about 29 cents per kilowatt hour in the year 2019. So, it makes sense that applications for solar in Hawaii are up by 40% in the year 2020, according to Hawaiian Electric. Hawaii was already on track to reach the 2020 year-end goal of 30% renewable energy, and this is definitely a big help. Como Park Zoo and Conservatory in St. Paul, Minnesota, is getting a new solar energy project from C2 Energy Capital. The clean energy will reduce electricity costs for the zoo operations, which is actually one of only three zoos in the United States that has free admission. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, the Segway Ninebot company is discontinuing its namesake product, the Segway. The Bedford, New Hampshire factory that currently produces the Segway PT model will shut down on July 15th. Of the current workforce, 21 employees will be laid off immediately. Oddly enough, the company showed off its Wall-E rolling lounger chair just 6 months ago. Fazua's removable electric bike motor system has announced new features. A new display and remote switch that add greater stat picture and control. Previously, only a remote switch with colored LEDs showed battery and assist level. But now the new display shows speed, wattage, and RPMs, and many more. Connectivity has been enhanced. Riders can now view their e-bike stats directly on even third-party add-on displays, such as those made by navigation devices like Garmin, wearables, smartwatches, or even smartphones. Rad Power Bikes has just announced the Rad Mission electric bicycle. This single-speed electric commuter bike is officially the most affordable bike from the lineup. It features a 500-watt rear hub motor, throttle, pedal assist, and a 504-watt-hour battery for $999. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.